This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm a part of the Boat Rockers Anonymous. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in again today for my friend Bradley Dean. I want to thank Bradley for trusting me enough to get in here and not mess up his audience too bad. I believe in boat rocking. I believe in it. And man, the times in which we live, whether we realize it or not, the boat is being rocked. The devil is going to church, as we saw down in Texas. And this is our opportunity. Man, what a time to be alive. Got a power-packed hour for you here today. Phone lines are always open if you want to be part of it. Let me give you a number. I'll get it out there early, and then we'll repeat it several times. Again, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. You can find more about me at CoachDaveLive.com. That's CoachDaveLive.com. I do a little podcast of my own little radio program at 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time every day, 5 days a week, Eastern Standard Time, 7 to 8, 5 days a week. You can catch it all at CoachDaveLive.com. They're all archived there. You got podcasts. You can download it. It's all free. And we're like Bradley. We're boat rockers. We're proud boat rockers. And we're trying to get others to do the exact same. But hang on there just a second. I'm telling my buddy here, got a guest coming on later. Tell him to call at 318 to make sure we get him in there. 318. You know what? Here's what I was thinking, folks. Here's what I was thinking. Look, going through my Bible here today. Have you noticed Psalm 2? It's just all over me today. Psalm 2. Oh, I thought I was going to get a number out. Shame on me. 866-582-9933. Love to have you join the conversation today. 866-582-9933. Psalm 2. Lord, this is so good, folks. Are you ready, folks? Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Let me stop right there, folks. There are some heathen. There are some heathens out there, aren't they? In fact, the book of Ezekiel calls them wicked, wicked, evil people. And one of the mistakes we've made here in Christianity, in my not-so-humble opinion, is we have not recognized the battle that's raging before us, and that there are, in fact, two teams that are on the field. Two teams playing. How do we know that? Well, we just got to turn to Genesis, and we see where the Lord says that to the serpent after he deceived Eve, and after Adam stepped back and wasn't the man he needed to be and step up and defend his wife, the Lord said to the snake, I'm going to put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, between your seed and her seed. And he went on to say, listen, he's going to, meaning the seed of the woman, is going to crush your head, and you're going to bruise her heel. I hear people say all the time that, Coach, will we win in the end? Well, folks, when I read my scriptures, that's not what I see. I see we win all the time. We're supposed to be winning right now, but why do the heathen rage? And what does the scripture say? The people imagine a vain thing. What does it mean to be vain? What does that mean, that they would imagine a vain thing? Like, not Carly Simon and you're so vain, but vain meaning empty, without cause, without purpose, without power. Why do the heathen rage the people imagine such stupid, meaningless stuff? Why are we spending so much time of our lives and so much time of our waking hours? Why are we spending all that time imagining and focusing and being caught up in vain, stupid things that have no meaning at all? And then it goes on to say in Psalm 2, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. Folks, listen. The devil's got a team. The devil's got a team. We just saw right there. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. Time out. Time out. So we've got kings, and then we've got rulers. You mean the kings aren't the rulers? It says the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against their opponent. And who's their opponent? Why, against the Lord and his anointed. Hey, folks, that'd be you and me. That'd be you and me, the kings of the earth. They're strategizing. They think it's an eternal conflict. The seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman, playing out right before us. And unfortunately, most Christians don't have eyes to see and ears to hear, and don't understand that this battle that is raging before us is not conservative against liberal, not Republicans against Democrats. No, not the old against the young, not black against the white. It's the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. And Jesus went on to tell us, once you get it all figured out, he says, listen, you're on one side or the other. Jesus said, you either gather or you scatter. He said, you are either for me or you're against me. Are you seeing the picture out there today, folks? Again, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for another boat rocker, Bradley Dean, who gave me the honor of sitting in for him today. It's what we're going to talk about here on Sons of Liberty Radio. I was going to say Pass the Salt. That's my radio program, Coach Dave Live, here on Sons of Liberty Radio. What is it? Why is it that God's team, number one, isn't fighting, but even 1A or A1, not even on the field, not even taking the field to earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered to the saints? Pass the Salt. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses his savor, it's henceforth good for nothing except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. And folks, is it possible that Christianity and Christians and churches have become good for nothing in this battle for truth, justice, and the American way? Are we ineffective? Are we afraid to engage for the cause of Christ against the forces of darkness? Psalm 2 goes on to say, Lord, against the Lord and his anointed, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And he, the Bible says, that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Oh, folks, are the rats running from the ship on the left and the God-hating left? Are the rats abandoning the ship? Does the Lord have them in derision? Why, he asked, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine this vain thing? Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in today for Brother Bradley Dean. I got a guest coming up here in about 15 minutes. Mark Harrington from Created Equal is going to join us. We're going to talk about the shedding of innocent blood, the lack of the church to engage in the culture of the killing of the unborn children. Why are the heathen raging? And where's God's team? Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, folks, you're either on one side or you're on the other. There is no demilitarized zone in this battle for, in the spiritual realm, the battle for truth, justice, as Superman said, in the American way. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in today for Bradley Dean. Appreciate the chance to be here. Second day in a row. Bradley was down in, I believe is in Texas, traveling back home, and needed somebody to cover it for him for the last couple of days. So it's been my real honor to do that. Those of you who heard the show yesterday, maybe those of you who didn't, I've had the last couple of days, I've been in a public school, large public school, in the Columbus, Ohio area where I live, speaking to students, seniors in high school, radical political science. And I've been able to go in there in the last couple of days and openly share the gospel of Jesus and why Christianity is the foundation of America and the foundation of all of our rules and all of our laws. And I always walk away from them a little bit discouraged because I realize how little the students in high school, these are graduating seniors who are going to go to college next year, how little they understand not only about Christianity, but how little they understand about our history, how easily they have been deceived to believe the lies of the world, how tainted, how twisted their thinking has become that they can't even recognize truth from lies. They can't even recognize them anymore. I brought up the issue of abortion, the killing of the innocent babies, and they don't even want to believe that it's an innocent child. They don't even want to believe that. They believe it's a blob of tissue. Well, folks, I'm joined right now by a dear friend of mine, Mark Harrington. Mark is the director of a fabulous ministry called Created Equal. Mark, I was just telling the folks, I was a Thomas Worthington today, and I was talking to those graduating seniors, those high school seniors, and I'm talking about them, about the sanctity of life. And then they come back, Mark, as they always do. It's just a blob of tissue. It's not alive. Mark Harrington, help us out here. How can our kids be so confused?
Well, they've been brought up in government schools. you're dealing with seniors that have had over a decade of indoctrination that the baby's not a baby, that abortion's not an act of violence that kills a baby, and that they can have sex anytime they like. And if something goes wrong, they can go pay for an abortion. I mean, that's what they've been taught. So the question of whether the baby's a baby or not never even comes up. That's the problem. And we find that, Coach, when we go around the country outside of high schools and on college campuses, we are the only countervailing position that many of these students have ever heard. I mean, they've just heard it from one side.
And so they do believe, Mark, as I saw today, and every time I go into the school, I see it. They have this unbelievable ability to deny what they know to be the truth. So, in other words, if you can pin them down, if you get them to pin it down and say, let's say that this baby, this child inside the mother, let's all agree here, just for argument's sake, that this is a baby. Mark, they still have reasons why it's okay to kill it. Help me out here.
Well, it goes to the acronym SLED. Every argument for abortion can be categorized in one of four categories. The first is they would say, well, it's not the same size as a born person. That would be the S. Or they'd say it has a different level of development. That's the L. Or they say the baby resides in a different environment. That's the E. Or the baby is dependent upon its mother. That's the D. Those are all the arguments are distilled down to those four criteria. And, Coach, they're all based on age, right? I mean, bottom line is a baby is smaller because a baby hasn't been given as long to grow. So this is ageism. It's age-based discrimination, killing the preborn simply because they're younger. We wouldn't kill the born for the same reasons, right? I mean, we just wouldn't. And that's if you can get them to think in that term that the preborn are no different than the born other than the fact they're younger, it starts to make sense.
Mark, folks, Mark Harrington is the director of createdequal.org, createdequal.org. They do fabulous abortion work all across America, and I've learned many of the techniques that I use today and the techniques when I'm arguing the whole basis of abortion, I use it. And, Mark, I undressed them today, and I'm going to let you explain how this works. I addressed them today, Mark, and I locked them in a box that they couldn't get out of when we began to talk about how they were able to kill the black people and then how they were able to kill the Jews and now how they're able to kill the unborn babies. And, Mark, they've been able to do it by the same stinking argument. What is that argument, Mark?
Well, we just pick some irrelevant criteria for discrimination. That's basically what happened with African Americans. We said they're not persons because of the color of the skin. That's what we say with the preborn. They're not persons simply because they're younger. As I stated before, it's bigotry. It's just another form of bigotry. And that's why you have to be able to draw out the comparison to slavery, to the Holocaust, to the denial of personhood historically in order for students to understand that this is not happening in a vacuum, that this has happened before, it's happening again right before our eyes. We say never again, but it's happening again in America. We're discriminating against the very young simply because they don't have the same irrelevant attributes that the born have. And so that's really, if you can do that and you make it an issue of equality, you see, they understand that part. They get the equality part.
In fact, I took them today. I'd love to do this because I asked them, where do their rights come from? And you know what they said, right, Mark? They come from the government, or democracy. Yeah. We know all these phony issues they give. But then, Mark, I love to corner the black children and say, I don't want to call them children, 17, 18-year-old men and women that are in there. And I say, wait a minute, isn't that the same argument they used against you? Wasn't it the government that said that you weren't a human being, that you were only six-tenths of a human being? Wasn't it the government? Do you want the government determining what your rights are? How has that worked out for you, black America? And brother, they're in a box, and they don't know how to get out of it.
Well, the Declaration of Independence says we are hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and the first ones the founders listed was the right to life. That's the bottom line. Our human dignity, the sanctity of human life comes from the creator, not from government. Therefore, it's unalienable. It cannot be taken away by government. And when you put it in those terms, see, the students begin to understand when they think of equality, because they're all about equality today. We want marriage equality. We want equality between the races. We want all this other kinds of equality. But when you talk about equality between the born and the preborn, then it creates what we call cognitive dissonance, where they can't hold these two truths to coincide, and that causes the type of, hopefully, the type of debate in their mind where they begin to rethink the position.
Mark, that's what we have to be able to do. I only got a couple minutes left here with you, Mark. And, you know, it was very, very effective today. I tried to explain to them, Mark, I wish you had been there, because, Mark, I needed some signs. I know that you use graphic images when you go to the streets. Explain to our audience, Mark, the effectiveness of pictures and why we cannot be afraid to use them.
Well, I'm glad you're on the inside of the high school, because we're on the outside of the high school. We hold class after class when students are leaving. And, you know, in today's world, you only have a few seconds to grab someone's attention, and the best way to do that is visually. We learn visually nowadays. We don't learn by the written word. People aren't going to take time to do it. Students are on their iPhones with their earbuds in their ears. You've got to figure out a way to communicate a very complex message at a glance. And these victim photos and video do it. That's why we take them to high schools. That's why we take them to universities all around the country.
So they can't look at those graphic abortion pictures, Mark, and deny what they see. They can say, as they try, oh, those are fake. Those have been tampered with. But they can't deny what they see with their own eyes.
Amen. Some will, as you know, Coach, but they basically, that's just a coping mechanism for trying to, you know, substantiate their behavior. You know that.
Are we losing this battle, Mark? Should we just throw in the towel and say, that's it, abortion's the law of the land, we can't win? What's your take on that? You got 30 seconds, Mark.
No, absolutely not. You're speaking to the right demographic right there with our high school students. We are now spending 80% of our time on the high school sidewalks. We're not even going to the colleges as much as we used to, because the high school students are still open to the message. We've got to reach the next generation of leaders and convince them this is a fight worth fighting, and it's a fight worth winning.
Mark Harrington, createdequal.org. God bless you, Mark. Thanks for being with us.
God bless you, Coach.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Yesterday, Bradley's about three times my size, at least twice my size, but I can paddle pretty hard, and I'm kicking my feet for all I'm worth trying to rock the boat. I think Mark Harrington, createdequal.org, createdequal.org, and I just there at the break, I ran and I grabbed a copy of my pocket constitution. I don't know if you have one of those anymore, but I do. And I'm reminded of something that Mark said as he quoted right from the Declaration of Independence, which they tell us is not organic law. It's not actual law, but that it was a mission statement. It certainly was a mission statement, and that the Constitution then becomes the bylaws. But it says that we hold these truths to be self-evident. Self-evident, that means obvious. We hold these truths to be obvious. That all men are created equal. There it is, created and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable right means it's a right that cannot be taken away. Like your skin color. You can't take your skin color away. And despite what Bruce Jenner might tell you, you can't change your sex. That's an unalienable trait that you have. Skin color, sex, those are unalienable, right? So we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator, given by their creator, certain rights that cannot be taken away. In fact, you can't even give them away. They're unalienable. They stick to you. They're like glue. You cannot separate yourself from those unalienable rights. And among them are what? Life. There it is. There it is. Hey, listen, phone lines are open. Jump in here. Jump in here, amen me or oh my me, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Don't wait till the end of the program. Your opinion matters. Get in here now. Certain unalienable rights, among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The folks are in that order on purpose. As the founders knew, if there is no right to life, and liberty, and there's no right to pursuit of happiness. But the abortion debate, stay with me now, the abortion debate has said what? They put pursuit of happiness above the right to life. The pursuit of the mommy's happiness trumps the right of an unborn baby to be born. And then what do? How are they able to get away with it? The same old trick that they've been playing for years, that an unborn baby isn't a human being. Just like a black man wasn't a human being, the Dred Scott's decision said he was six-tenths of a human being. The Jews in Nazi Germany, they weren't human beings. And isn't it amazing, the unborn babies are not human beings. But see, it even gets worse than that. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among them are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Now listen to this. And to secure these rights, these unalienable rights, to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, deriving the just powers from the consent of the governed. The rights don't come from the government. The rights go to the people who yield the right and the authority to the government. A question you've got to ask yourself. Got to ask yourself this question. Can you grant to someone else a right that you do not have? So what are you talking about, Coach? I'm talking about this. If a 16-year-old girl finds herself pregnant, if a 26-year-old woman finds herself pregnant, and she decides that she doesn't want that baby, can she, on her own, abort that child? Could she do, as they always like to say, could she go get a clothes hanger and abort that baby? If she did, would she be okay? Would she be charged with anything? Of course she would be charged. Why? Because a woman does not have the authority to kill her unborn child. However, the courts have granted the doctor the right to kill that lady's unborn child. The question you have to ask yourself is, if she doesn't have the right to kill the baby, can she grant the right to someone else to kill her baby? Well, the answer to that's absolutely obvious. Of course not. Of course not. Abortion is murder. Life is an unalienable right. Folks, seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. The battle is raging before us, and for whatever reason, we're not able to recognize that battle for what it is. Right to life, right to liberty, right to the pursuit of happiness. No life, no liberty, no pursuit of happiness. The seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. Let me get the number out there, 866-582-9933. I'll be gentle with you. I know I yell a lot, but I'll be gentle with you. 866-582-9933. Hey, folks, listen to this. Listen to me. Blood. Blood is currency in the spiritual realm. Or I heard a friend of mine say that differently. Blood is food. Blood is food in the spiritual realm. And is it possible that, as we've watched over the last 44 years, the continuous slaughter of 60 million unborn babies in their mother's womb, is it possible that we are funding our own demise? Is it possible that the blood of the innocent children is feeding the devil's army? The scripture says that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The scriptures teach us that there's power in the blood, that there's life in the blood. The scriptures teach us that blood has a voice. But when Cain slew Abel, the blood cried out for vengeance. And now we have a different blood, and it cries out for mercy. But folks, blood has a voice. Blood has power. And is it possible that the silence of Christians is permitting all of this innocent blood that is being shed in the womb to nourish all the evil that we see going on around us? Life is in the blood. The power is in the blood. The seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman is breaking out right in front of us. So why do the heathen rage? Why are the people imagining a vain thing? Because we believe lies. We believe lies. Let me say again, Mark Harrington, for those of you who didn't, maybe you were in a car and you weren't able to write it down, createdequal.org. Mark is one of the cutting-edge leaders in the abortion fight, the fight to stop the slaughter of unborn children. And I'm reminded today, again, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean, Matthew 16, verse 13, Jesus is standing at the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He's just taking the disciples out for some street ministry. And he gathers them around him, and he says, "Hey, tell me, fellas, who do men say that I am?" And they're a little bit nervous. One of them answered, "Well, Lord, some say you're John the Baptist raised from the dead. Another says you're Elijah or Jeremiah." And Jesus said, "Oh, that's pretty amazing. Let me ask you a better question, boys. Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am?" That's the most piercing question, by the way, in all of Christianity. Does Jesus bow his knee to the government? Does Jesus bow his knee to your local school board and you're not allowed to go in there? Does Jesus bow his knee to your local city council? When the Supreme Court ruled unjustly that there was a separation between the church and state, did you believe them? Do we believe them? Have we elevated the Supreme Court of the United States above the Supreme Court of Almighty God? Well, Jesus then, after Peter the loudmouth spoke up and said, "Well, Lord, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God," Jesus made a profound statement. He says, "Yep, boys, you're right. And upon this rock, I'm going to build me a church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against the church." You know, I've heard a couple different explanations of that, descriptions. Who's the rock? What's the rock? But Jesus, what is the rock? Well, our Catholic friends will say, "Well, the rock's the Pope. Peter was the first Pope. They built the church upon the Pope." And I'll hear Protestants say, they can't really answer the question, "Who do men say that I am? I'm going to build my church. The gates of hell are going to prevail against it. I'm going to build it on this rock." And they say, "Well, that rock, why, that's the revelation of Jesus. Revelation of who Jesus is, that's the rock upon which I'm going to build my church. If people really figure out who Jesus is, well, then they'll build us a church." Well, I take it more literally than that. See, they're standing at the coast of Caesarea Philippi at the base of Mount Hermon, where they did what? Where they sacrificed their children to Moloch, the gates of hell, Hermon. And what was it Jesus said? See, I think he stood there in front of those guys, and he patted his foot. He stepped his foot down on that rock. He said, "Yeah, boys, and right here at the gates of hell, we are going to build ourselves a church. Let's storm the gates of hell," Jesus said to his followers. And boy, isn't that different from where we find ourselves today? In America, and what was once God-fearing America, what was once a God-fearing church, where Jesus himself said that we're to occupy till he returns, where in the book of Jude, his brother, James, I get it wrong here, said, "Listen, man, we're to earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered for the saints, to contend, to fight. It's a war. Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman, God's team, the devil's team, an eternal conflict playing right out in front of us." And for the most part, God's team's missing in action, folks. Missing in action. That's what we try to do here at Pass Assault Ministries. That's what Bradley Dean does at Sons of Liberty. Rock the boat, Joe. Rock the boat, baby. Yes, sir, we're supposed to earnestly contend. We're to push back. We're to stand up. We're to speak up. And I don't know why that's so hard for us to figure out. CoachDaveLive.com, that's my website. Check us out. I'm getting ready to go to break here. CoachDaveLive.com, a lot of good free stuff there for you to see. And the phone line's open. Somebody call in, talk to me today. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I say the church is too soft. The church is afraid to engage. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a Project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty, they stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The battle rages. It sure does, folks. Coach Dave Doppelmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. Honored to be sitting in to him, trying to help everyone realize out there that there are two teams. God has a team. The devil has a team. The devil's team's been actively engaging. The devil's team's been, they've been seizing the positions of power. The devil's team, they've been taking over the universities. The devil's teams, they've been taking over government. The devil's team, they've become in charge of making the laws. They're in the courts, they're everywhere. The devil's team. The devil's team seems to be running everything. Why is that? Well, I say it's because God's people, God's team, has been missing in action. They've failed to show up. That's what we try to do. I know that's what Bradley Dean does at Sons of Liberty. That's what we try to do with Coach Dave Live Passes All Ministries, is we try to wake up and engage the culture and engage the church for the cause of Christ. Fellas, guys and girls, we are in dire straits in the good old U.S. of A. If we don't stand up and push back shortly, I don't know what to tell you. He's going to be heading down the road. I want to share something with you from I found this on the Internet. It was a commentary, an article written by Gary DeMar. Gary DeMar is head of American Vision. And Gary DeMar wrote an article. It's posted at, I found this one, I think maybe WorldNet Daily. But Gary DeMar said, why do judges and politicians hate the Ten Commandments? Why do they hate the Ten Commandments, he asked. And then he tells us this. Are you ready? They hate the First Commandment. Because it states that there's only one God, and only He can save us. You see, the state. believes it is God, and only the state can say this. Hey, folks, the state is not God. Number two, they hate the second commandment because it forbids idolatry. The state has become an idol and is worshipped as God when the Bible declares that it's a minister. It's supposed to be a servant of God to us for good. That's Romans 13:4. The state continues to grow with the promise of political salvation, that you're going to be saved through politics. There's no political solution to a spiritual problem. Number three, Gary DeMar says, the third commandment forbids taking God's name in vain. The politicians appeal to God all the time, and yet they violate his commandments in the same breath. President Obama made reference to God. He even sang Amazing Grace in his eulogy for Reverend Pinckney. And soon after, he celebrated the Supreme Court's ruling making same-sex marriage law of the land. That's taking God's name in vain. By the way, folks, that's not the law of the land. Abortion is not the law of the land. Roe versus Wade was an opinion. The Obergefell verdict was a Supreme Court opinion. Courts don't make law. Courts cannot make law. We've got to quit using those terms that it's the law of the land. It's not. And number four, the fourth commandment says one day a week set aside for rest. See, the interesting thing about this commandment is that it's actually written into Article 1, Section 7, Clause 2 of the Constitution. Number five, why do they hate the Ten Commandments? Because the fifth commandment defines the family. And as we've seen, the courts have redefined the family. And by redefining the family, they can now rewrite all the laws because they've changed the language. I'll just give it a new definition. And number six, the sixth commandment was legislated out of existence decades ago by the sanctioning of perpetual war and the legalization of abortion. What's the sixth commandment? Thou shalt not murder. See, people think it's kill, but that's not really what it says. Murder. Thou shalt not murder. And what is murder? Murder is the premeditated killing, taking of an innocent human life. Can you say abortion? So they've overruled that one as well. The seventh commandment is prohibitionary of, that's a prohibition on adultery. It's a summary statement about all marital relationships. The law prohibiting adultery rests on the creation mandate of marriage between a man and a woman. The complement of a man and a woman is what's suitable, not a man and a man or a man and a man and a woman. Jesus confirmed that in the creation mandate, Matthew 19. The eighth commandment, well, what does it do? Well, it prohibits the stealing. But our nation's outrageous taxing system is based on theft. When people are given the right to vote to take money from some other people, that's not right. That's not a right. I cannot give you the right to take money out of another person's pocket. The ninth commandment prohibits bearing false witness or lying. You see, politicians bear false witness almost all the time, but almost every word they speak. Consider the following statement made by one Barack Hussein Obama on April 17, 2008, when he was campaigning for President of the United States, when he said, I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman. Now, for me as a Christian, it's also a sacred union. God's in the mix. Hillary Clinton said the same thing, by the way. Lying, bearing false witness, should be removed from office. A high crime and misdemeanor. Maybe I'll get into that in a second. The Tenth Commandment indicts the modern state and those who support it because it covets everything. The government covets power, it covets property, it covets authority, it covets money, it covets prestige, it covets privilege, and it covets our souls, actually. Because you see, covetousness leads to envy. Hey, friends, government's not God. The government's not God. And unfortunately, many of us in the church have bought into the ideal that we really are. Getting ready to wrap things up here today. Trying to think what nugget I would lead you with, folks. Courts don't make law. Abortion is not the law of the land. They just tell us it is. Can I give you some proof of that? Marijuana, the marijuana issue. Possession of marijuana is a federal offense. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, it would cost you 10 years in jail, possession of a marijuana cigarette. Today on the books, on the federal books, marijuana is still a federal crime, but not in Colorado. Why? Because Colorado said, we're not going to obey that law. It doesn't apply to us because we still have the right as a state to determine some of our own laws. And today, you can legally buy and sell pot in Colorado, even though the government says it's a federal offense. So, folks, why can't we do that with abortion? Why can't Kentucky or Ohio or Louisiana or Tennessee, why can't they be a sanctuary city, a sanctuary state for the preborn? Say abortion is not legal here in the state of Ohio where I live. Because it's not. It's on the books. We passed a law in 2004. We actually passed a law, and the judge strikes down the law. What about guns? Do every state have the rights, same gun rights? Can you conceal carry in New York? Nope. Can you conceal carry in New Jersey? Nope. Can you conceal carry in Ohio? Yep. Why? Because it is a state's rights issue. Now, see, abortion is a little bit different because even the state cannot legalize abortion. But I can tell you this, the federal government sure can't. The federal government, the courts do not have the authority to do, as we just read, legalize abortion. Folks, abortion will never be lawful. Oh, it may be legal. Some terrorists in a black robe, six of those might be able to say that it's legal, but it'll never be lawful. Because why? It violates the law of God, the organic law, all law emanating from our Creator. And any law that violates the law of God is not a law. It's pretend legislation. You've heard of fake news? It's fake law. Fake law. That's where we are, folks. That's where we are. So I want to thank you for spending this hour with us. I want to thank you for spending the hour with us yesterday. Again, you can find out more about me, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, at CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. If you like this high-octane, high-energy, same thing Bradley Dean does. If you like it from a different source, every day, 5 days a week, I'm doing it. It's live. It's archived. It's on our website at CoachDaveLive.com. We do interactive radio. You can actually come right in there and join the broadcast with us. Your face appears on the screen. You can be part of it. It's interactive. And can I tell you what else it is? It's salty. It's manly. It's the kind of gospel, dare I say it, will put hair on your chest. Yeah, Bradley, I rock the boat. I rock the boat. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, honored to sit in for Rodney.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.